Good evening, good night, good morning, hello, whatever term you want to use. Everybody on Audio Boo, Paul Costello here. I haven't done a boo in quite a while, so I said I'd drop in to do one. It is Saturday night here, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. We're into December, hard to believe it. It's coming up to Christmas, and I certainly haven't got the Christmas spirit yet. No, not feeling the vibe this year at all. But I don't really mind. I'm sure it will come. And if not, I still won't mind. Anyway, hello to new followers. Thank you for choosing to follow my booze, my randomness. First off, a bit of a rant first of all, about the good folks at Irish Rail. Last week, I got a train to Clare to see a friend of mine. So I went from Houston and Dublin to Ennis. And looked up on the internet which would be the best way to go. Which train or whatever, and picked the one anyway. And apparently, according to the website, there was one change in Limerick Junction, which I sort of expected, and the journey time was 3 hours and 10 minutes. I said, fine. So I got to Houston, double-checked with the customer service staff that it was that's the way things were going. They said, yeah. And he said, the guy chatted, do you want assistance in Limerick Junction? So I said, yeah, why not? Because, you know, I've only been there once before, and not really familiar with the place or whatever, so I said, why not take it, because the last thing I'd want to do is get on the wrong train. So, get on the train, got on the Cork train as far as Limerick Junction. First thing to go wrong was they had no audio announcement, so I didn't really know when I was at Limerick Junction, but luckily I knew it was about the 2 hour mark, so I done my best to stay awake, and eventually asked the lady, and she said, oh, it's the next stop, so I'll just mute that computer there because it's tweeting away in the background. I got out, no assistance, so there was only one other train literally straight across from me, so I assumed that was that one. So I went over to it, and before I got on, I asked the lady, is this the train for Ennis? And she said yes, so I got on that train. Then when I was sitting on the train ready to go, the driver made an unintelligible announcement, as they so often do on Aaron Redown. Something like, oh, no, 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 no. All you could hear was muttering. And I kind of picked out the words change Ennis and sort of thought, what's the story there? So my friend rang me at this point and I said, oh, I think I might have to change again because this train, I think, might only go to Limerick or something. And he said he'd check and he got back to me. He said, oh, no, apparently there's only one change. I said, I know that, but apparently not. So the train went to Limerick Junction. I got off at Limerick Junction, still not knowing what was going on. And no assistance there either. Hello, Kerry. I'm doing a boo about my Irish Rail experience last weekend. Oh, right. Booing together at the same time. What's the odds of that? So, got out in Limerick Junction anyway, and there was another train across from me, sort of across the other side of the platform. But I wasn't. I'd definitely never been to Limerick Station before, so went up into the station, and there was a guy there, Aaron Redown guy, who said, oh, yeah, if you're going to Ennis, you have to change again. And I said, okay, that wasn't on the website, but we'll go with you. So got on that train, and at this stage, my friend was already at Ennis train station, so I said to him, well, is there anyone there you can just ask for the crack? What's the story? Does this happen all the time? Just because they told me there was only one change and there's been two. And he got talking to the guy in Ennis, who sort of said, when he asked him, is there always two changes and the website was wrong, he goes, oh, you wouldn't want to throw that internet, it's not gospel. So that was his answer to it. Anyway, got there anyway, and it was all grand. Then I had to wait around for an hour, then get a bus for another 40 minutes. So what was meant to be a 3 hour, 10 minute journey with one change turned into maybe a 5 hour journey with three trains and a bus plus an hour wait in the middle. So needless to say, absolutely wrecked by the time I got there, and but a good weekend was had. In other news, what else has been going on? I've been editing some bits of audio from college and various other parts, I'm going to put some stuff up on SoundCloud, and a few other various ideas that are in early stages of development, some which may happen or may not. What else? I've been having back trouble the last few days. And this is a weird one. If anyone can shed some light on it, maybe you can DM me, let me know. Basically, last few nights I've been waking up around 4:30 or 5 in the morning, and I can't go back to sleep because I've got pain in my kind of lower back. And no matter what kind of way in bed I lie, it's painful. And then the weird thing is, though, when I get up after my, sleepless night, I might get a couple hours, whatever. If I'm awake, say, from... Usually if I wake up around 4:30 or 5, I find it very hard to get back, so I just end up getting up around 7 or whatever, or 8 or whatever. But after being up, say, maybe about 1.5, 2 hours, the pain completely goes away. I'm fine the whole day, and go to bed that night, go to sleep grand, and then same thing again. Wake up around 4:30 or 5 in the morning with the same pain. So I don't really know what it is or what's going on with it. And I've had it now the last sort of 3 or 4 nights in a row. It could have been possibly longer, but it's the last 3 or 4 nights that I've actually noticed myself waking up with it at around the same time. So it's really weird, and I don't know what it is or why it is. Because if it was some kind of muscle injury, you'd imagine it would be sore during the day as well. But I don't know. Anyway, if anyone has any tips on that, maybe you can let me know. What other stuff? There's been a lot going on, actually. I just can't think of everything now. Maybe I'll just pause for now before things get too rambly. But yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my Irish Rail trip. I know it's a week ago now at this stage, but I meant to do it, but just haven't got around to it until now. But again, hello to the new followers, and I think I followed everybody back who followed me. If not, I probably will soon. And we shall talk soon. I'll pause and boo again, hopefully soon.